This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation examining Michael Catalano, Catalano, claim number 402102266BA0001, date of injury 2421, MES file number 211220017 76, case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, Schwing, SCHWING, electrical supply, Farmingdale client, Sedgwick, SEDGWICK, CMS/Syracuse. Michael Catalano arrived 5 minutes early for his 11 a.m. Independent medical evaluation examination on 2/15/2022. The evaluation time lasted 1 hour. We reviewed that the rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. Michael Catalano is a 67-year-old male who resides with his 44-year-old daughter. He is currently divorced. He states he's been unable to work since his date of injury of 2/4/2021. He's worked as a professional truck driver for 36 years. At the time of the injury, had worked for the Teamsters for 36 years and just end there. He reports that on February 4th, 2021, he was making a delivery. He pulled up the roll-up door at the back of the truck and found it to be jammed. He then heard a quote-unquote snap in his lower back, accompanied by pain. He went for an evaluation to Mather Hospital for low back pain. He was hopeful that he'd be able to return to work in 1.5 to 2 months. However, due to ongoing pain, he's been unable to return to work since. He states this has led him to experience increased anxiety as well as feeling, quote unquote, out of control with his life plan. He apparently consulted Dr. Borie, B-O-R-R-I-E, a psychologist with whom he met a weekly from May to December of 2021. He states he found the sessions helpful. Dr. Borie has since retired, and he's been referred to a Dr. Roger Kramer. Sessions have not yet started, but he's hoping they will start soon. Of note, no evaluations or records from Dr. Borie, either dated 5/10/21 or later, were available for review in connection to this independent medical evaluation. A comment in your letter states that, quote, Dr. Borey opined the claimant is suffering from an adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. He opined it is causally related to the February 4, 2021 incident. The doctor recommended psychological counseling utilizing cognitive behavioral therapy strategies. He also indicated the claimant cannot take any pain medication, unquote. The patient's past psychiatric history is notable for no history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions, no prior treatment for therapy or with medications, alcohol and drug use, denied. He admits to drinking beer 20 years ago, denies recently. Family psychiatric history, none. Past medical history, he reports diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, atrial fibrillation, and back trouble. He reports being on metformin, losartan, atenolol, cardia, atorvastatin, and amarone. He states he had tonsillitis at the age of 8, and he had a history of a right arm fracture at the age of 8. His social history is notable for being raised by an Irish-Italian father and an Irish mother. He has two older brothers. He's been divorced since the year 2000. He has one daughter who's currently staying with him, which he finds helpful. He denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. He admits to being upset that he's unable to work. He reports a typical day. In the cold weather, he stays inside. On warmer days, he ventures outside and socializes with some neighbors. He has little contact with friends, stating that they seem to find it hard to be around somebody who is physically struggling. He's hoping his next surgical procedure for his back will be helpful. He's disappointed that he had planned to retire to South Carolina and has had to sell his property there due to being unable to work. On a mental status exam, he's casually dressed with fluent speech, mood depressed, affect congruent to mood, feels quote-unquote stagnant, denies suicidal ideation, denies hopelessness, admits to praying to help himself. He reports middle insomnia due to pain, zero to three times a night. He's not anhedonic. He does watch TV and enjoys his daughter's puppy. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Denies auditory visual hallucinations. Denies paranoia. He often feels frustrated. There's no homicidal ideation. Insight and judgment are fair. Okay, in regard to other specific questions I was asked to address, patient currently unable to work. This was confirmed. I agree with the diagnosis of adjustment disorder with depressed and anxious features. Put forward by Dr. Elmore. I agree that there is a causal relationship to his injury. Three records were reviewed, as have been stated separately. It is of note that no records from Dr. Borey were available for review. Four, patient has not had any previous psychiatric or psychological diagnoses or treatments. Five, patient plans to continue with psychology therapy sessions with Dr. Kramer once they've been approved. Sixth, I believe that there is a causal relationship of adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood from the date of injury. Seven, the patient is not on any prescription medication. Cognitive behavioral therapy techniques have been shown to be as effective as medication and are appropriate for his condition. Eight, currently the patient is fully disabled due to his back injury. He would be if physically he was able to work, I do believe his psychiatric condition would improve quickly. At the top of this page, please add examinee Michael Catalano, claim number 402-1026-DCXBA001. Oh, wait, actually, this I already said, sorry. Okay, forget that. Okay. Initial questions that I was asked to review. One, a diagnosis, is it properly stated and supported by objective findings? Yes. Two, history of injury and subsequent treatment. See above. Three, does medical documentation support a causal relationship between the accident and the injuries allegedly sustained by the claimant? Yes. Four, is there any history of prior injuries and pre-existing conditions? And were these conditions aggravated? Do they impact the current injury? He has no previous psychiatric or psychological injuries that I was able to elicit. Five, claimant's current mental, current medical status. Please see current mental status. Sixth, are medical services, treatments, and diagnostics medically necessary and related to the injury? I recommend continued psychological counseling on a weekly basis. Seven, does documentation support progress with the current treatment plan program? Yes, there has been some progress. Eight, is the length and frequency of treatment appropriate? Weekly sessions for 45 minutes are appropriate. Is further treatment necessary? Yes, I recommend continued weekly psychological counseling for 3 more months. has the claimant reached 10? Has the claimant reached MMI? No. 11, if he's at MMI, please give impairment rating. He's not at MMI. 12, can he return to work with or without restrictions? 12, if his back improved, I believe that psychologically he would be able to return to work. But this would need to be evaluated at that time. 13, do treatment changes fall within usual and customary range for procedures in the area? Regarding CBT therapy, yes. 14, is he receiving maintenance care? If so, when did it begin? No, I believe he's still in active care. 15, are the claimant's subjective complaints supported by the objective medical evidence? I believe his subjective complaints are supported by his current mental status exam. 16, I believe his degree of disability psychiatrically would be moderate, 50%. See separate page for a list of medical records. To summarize, my impression is that he meets criteria for adjustment disorder with depressed and anxious features. I recommend continued therapy services, psychological, with Dr. Kramer on a weekly basis for 3 months.